Welcome to KBIA's Talking Politics, our look at national and local politics. I'm Jamie Hobbs. The Missouri Human Rights Act prohibits discrimination in housing, employment, and places of public accommodations based on certain protected classes, including race, color, religion, and disability. Not included in these statewide protections, gender identity and sexual orientation. That means it's legal in Missouri to fire someone, refuse them service at a restaurant, or deny them housing just because they're gay or transgender. The Missouri Non-Discrimination Act, commonly known as MONA, aims to change that. 2019 marks the 21st year that MONA has been proposed in the Missouri State Legislature. Steph Perkins is the executive director for PROMO, a Missouri LGBTQ advocacy group. He says with the current law, some LGBTQ Missourians might feel unsafe coming forward with cases of discrimination.
So if people don't have those protections, even if they came forward, there would be nothing for anybody to do. And that does discourage people from coming forward because, again, you know, you're risking a lot to share your story and to file a complaint when there's no protection for you under the law.
While it's unlikely that MONA would completely eliminate discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender expression, a Rice University study from 2013 found that by simply adding these protections to state law, the number of discrimination incidents would go down. MONA has made various forms of progress within the state legislature over the past two decades. For example, when the bill passed the Senate in 2013, then-Republican state senator, now-Governor Mike Parson, voted in favor of it. This session, the bill was pre-filed in the House by two state representatives, Greg Razor, a Democrat from Kansas City, and Tom Hannigan, a Republican from St. Charles. Both representatives, Razor and Hannigan, are two of just four openly LGBTQ Missouri legislators. Hannigan says that because he's a Republican, he can help bring wider support for MONA.
Typically, you always think of the Democrats as being the advocates for gay rights, but by adding me into the mix, we're really making it a bipartisan issue, which I'm very glad about.
Representatives Razor and Hannigan pre-filed the MONA bill in December before session started. Their goal was to see the bill assigned to a committee in January. From there, they hoped the bill would be assigned a hearing, make it out of committee in the House, and head to the Senate for a vote, ultimately landing on Governor Parson's desk to be signed into law. For MONA, though, the process has been stymied from the get-go. Representative Razor says the bill hasn't moved since December.
And there it sits. When the bill is filed, it goes to the Speaker's office, and then the Speaker has control of it and decides what happens next.
MONA has not yet been assigned to a committee. That decision lies with the Speaker of the House, Elijah Haar of Springfield. Speaker Haar declined to comment for this story. Razor says this holdup doesn't bode well for the future of the bill.
If a bill hasn't been referred to a committee by March, mid-March, the likelihood that it can go through the entire process in the House and the entire process in the Senate and get to the governor's desk is very slim.
While the bill has been stagnant most of this current session, both Representatives Razor and Hannigan are hopeful of it passing. They're just not confident about how long it'll take.
But that doesn't mean we stop fighting. The thing is, history is on our side. We will get this passed. It may not be this year, it may not be next year, but this will pass.
That's it for this week. I'm Jamie Hobbs. Thanks for listening.